Masechet Holin Perek Bet, Mishnah Zayin, if a animal is slaughtered by either a Jew or a non-Jew for the sake of a offering to Avodah Zarah, it's forbidden to have any benefit from that animal. Here we'll talk about an animal that was owned by a non-Jew who worshipped Avodah Zarah, but he asked a Jew to do the shechita, the slaughter, for him. Mishnah says, HaShohet LeNochri Shechitato Keshera. If a Jew is slaughtering for a non-Jew who is a idol worshipper, the Shechita is valid. The animal is permitted to Jewish people. We don't suspect that he wanted the animal sacrificed for a service of Avodah Zarah. But Ibili Ezer posel. But Ibili Ezer says that the Shechita is invalid. Jews are not allowed to have any benefit from the animal since the non-Jew was an idol worshipper. He probably wanted the animal to be slaughtered as idol worship, and therefore Jews are prohibited to have any benefit from it. Rabbi Eliezer is going to extend this as well to a situation where the animal was fully owned by a Jew except for a tiny portion of the animal, the diaphragm of the animal, which belonged to a non-Jew. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, afilu shehata sheyochal hanochri mehatzar kaved shela, says Rabbi Eliezer, even if a Jew slaughtered it so that the idol-worshipping non-Jew would be able to eat from the diaphragm, which the idol-worshipper owned, and the Jew would eat from the rest of the animal, which belonged to him, pesula, the shechita is invalid, shestam machshevet nochri la'avodah zarah, because the presumed intent of the idol-worshipper is for idolatry. So even though the idol-worshipper only wanted a small, tiny piece of the animal, we suspect that he wanted that part to be sacrificed to an idol, and therefore the shechita would be invalid and no part of the animal would be allowed to be eaten. These previous Tanaim had a machloket whether or not we suspect the non-Jew had kavana for idol worship. But they would agree that if he did have this type of intention, the animal would be forbidden even though someone else slaughtered it for him. So the intention is enough to become problematic. The next opinion says, the owner's improper kavanot would not affect the animal unless he slaughters the animal himself. And he'll prove it through a kal vachomer. Amar Rabbi Yosef says, kal vachomer haddevarim. We could have a kal vachomer that would prove that only the actual person slaughtering the animal could cause a improper korban, could make the whole korban pasul because of an improper thought of Avodah Zarah. How do we prove that? We're going to prove it from a case of pigul, where somebody has an improper kavana about the permitted time that they're going to eat the korban. So we say, in the case of korbanot, where improper intention, for example, to eat the korban, the meat of the korban, after the permitted time, that would invalidate the korban during any of the four components of the blood service of the korban. But we say, en hakol holech ela ahar ha'oved. Yet everything depends on the intention of the person who does the service, not the owner of the korban. So there's a very broad way, amount of time that the korban could become invalidated during any of the four blood services. But you need the person who's actually slaughtering the korban and bringing the korban to be the one who has improper kavanot. So we say, makom she'en machshava posel beholin. So in the case of ordinary animals, where improper intention is much less powerful by the fact that improper intent would only invalidate during two of the services, not the whole four services like before, but two of the services, improper intention would invalidate. So therefore, en odin shelo yeha hakol holech ela ahara shuhet. So therefore, kal vachomer, of course, everything should depend only on the kavana of the slaughterer and not the owner of the animals. What Rabbi Yosef is basically saying is it's easier to invalidate a korban with pigul intent than to invalidate an ordinary animal with idol-worshipping intent. How do we know that? We see that with pigul, the improper kavana could kick in during any of the four parts of the blood service, the slaughtering, catching of the blood, the carrying of the blood, or the throwing of the blood. But bad kavana, bad idol worship, is only effective during the slaughter and the throwing of the blood. So we see that it's easier to invalidate a korban with pigul than to invalidate it through a korban, because it's a much a larger amount of time that you could invalidate it. But even over there, it's the Kohen who was offering the Korban, the Kohen who was bringing it, not the owner of the Korban, only he has the power to do so. So therefore we say Kal Vachomer, it's logical that only the person slaughtering the ordinary animal, not the owner, would have the power to invalidate based on a Kavanah of Avodah Zarah. So if the owner of an ordinary animal had Avodah Zarah intentions in his mind, but the slaughterer did not, the animal would become permitted.